The Madison Plains Board of Education regular meeting for July 15th. And Mr. Johnson, pledge allegiance, please. Oh, and roll call.
Gotta do roll call.
I always forget that, call roll.
You don't have a meeting.
I know.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yeah. Here.
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mr. Hall is not present. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So the evening for our public communication, we have two people signed in, Don Swanger and Tim Phillips. Anybody else like to do any public speaking this evening? Okay, Mr. Swanger, we'd like to call you to the podium and ask that you keep the time limit to 5 minutes or under.
Okay, I think I can do that. Mostly I've got technical problem. I didn't run copies off before I came, and Madison Plains copy machine is broke. So that'll be on somebody's to-do list to get that fixed. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot tonight because I sort of found out over the past month that I don't know enough. That's always been a problem. I don't know whether any of you have that problem or not. I know I do. Anyway, at the last meeting, I gave you kind of a picture of job market in Central Ohio, some of the skilled trades in at least Central Ohio that are lacking participants. We've got a lot of jobs available, but we don't have anybody signed up for them. So if you're planning on doing any remodeling, whether it be electric or carpentry or whatever, I'd suggest get that done soon. Those prices are going to go up. Manufacturing is also a problem because the people coming out of our high schools today have no clue what those jobs are, what to do. Talked about some of the things that kids need to know, and that's some knowledge of the job market, relationship between their careers and a living wage. We talked about mediocrity going away in the world of work and the number of careers that there are available through college and so on. And what I told you I'd cover tonight is what can tolls provide for Madison Plains, and this will be in 2014-15. Programs are established for this year. Nothing's going to change. I've been doing some talking, and as far as I know, nothing's planned for Madison Plains to go ahead and do anything with Career Tech this year anyway. But it's something that if we want to do it, we need to get on the ball now for next year. Because once programs are established, then you're looking at another year down the road. What does Madison Plains want from tolls? I went to tolls and talked to some people up there, and that's when I found out I don't have a clue. And the reason I don't have a clue is because the only thing that I have seen is this mission statement up here. In order to decide what it is that Madison Plains needs from tolls, we got to have some goals. And I kind of wanted to hit on some things like that tonight. We've got up here, this is a mission statement, and we hear a lot of talk about mission statements and vision statements. What's a mission statement? Anybody? I mean, you've heard this since you've been going to all those OSBA sessions. Ken's probably taught a couple of them. Ken, what's
it? They don't want me teaching that stuff.
They don't want you to? Oh, okay. Well, I won't put you on the spot then. Anybody have any ideas
heart,
of what?
The heart of what the organization wants to do.
I'm sorry?
The heart of what the organization wants to do.
Okay.
Right. Your main goal, your main purpose, your the one thing that you're striving for.
Okay. Is it different than a vision statement?
vision statement would be more for the future, more for the long term.
Okay. Is that right, Mike?
To some extent.
One at night, I put him on the spot. I'm kidding. What I really want to know is we do have a mission statement. Vision statement, to keep it really simple, it's called a vision statement because what's it look like? What's our product? What do we do for kids or the community or so on? And you keep it as simple as you possibly can. That's the vision statement. The mission statement, yeah, Ken's right on the ball. What do we do? What do we provide? What is it that we're trying to do for our customers? And, of course, the other thing we need to know is who our customers are. The other thing is, who develops those statements? Where should those come from?
Generally, Don, yes.
We pull them out of the air, okay? I've been involved with a few of these things, and I didn't come here to give you all the answers because I don't have all of them. But I do know that as far as developing those, there's a team approach to this. Doesn't have anything to do with just the board or just the teachers or just the administration. You've got a team, almost. You've got 6/7 of a team right now, so you got to get the rest of the team together. But normally it starts with the board and the administration. Usually you'll bring in stakeholders, parents, businesses, people from the community. What do they want? What does this community need? And that's where you sit down and draw these two things up, the vision statement and the mission statement. And who develops them should be a teamwork or a team project, because you've got to involve stakeholders as well as the administration. And what are the purposes of doing that? Main purpose is what Ken was talking about here before. This is where you set your goals. If this is what we're going to produce for the community, then here's the goals we're going to establish to do this. Now, why do you do that?
Well, no, that's 5 minutes is what I was saying. I mean, I can answer the question, certainly, but...
Okay. Anyway,
are you asking,
I'm about done, because essentially all I've got to say is, you need those vision statement, and you need that mission statement, and
sure,
you need a set of goals. You cannot evaluate, you cannot hire your administration without it, not to do the job you need to do. If you don't know where you're headed, how do you hire somebody to get you there?
Thank you.
And that's kind of where we need to go, and that's really all I've got. And until we get that, I'll keep reporting on what's going on at Tolls.
Okay.
But as far as what we're going to do, got to have that.
Okay.
The other thing that I did want to ask this board, Tolls is doing quite a bit and to try and increase our enrollment and do recruitment. I just want to know if there's any objection by the board to my working with either PTOs or people in the community to show them or tell them what we're doing at Tolls. I'm not going to get involved with kids because people up there take care of that, and our people down here take care of that.
Okay, well, let's time out. We've gone over in time. We can table that, and we can discuss that at the next meeting with those two ask items, and we can... if you want to go talk to the community, I'm sure that's what we all do, but if you want to talk specific to PTOs and things like that, we'd take that offline and talk about that. Come back and
okay,
talk
that's
about
fine.
It. Okay,
that's all I needed.
Okay, thank you, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Phillips, there he is.
There you go. First of all, I had an email this week from Chris Clark, but it was it looked like it was hacked or something. It asked me to go to all these links and things. Are we even having a problem with that?
I just got one today, actually.
Mine today, you too.
Yeah. I just wanted to warn you on that in case it wasn't
thank
come
you.
Up.
Thank you.
I trashed it and I didn't think it looked legit, so.
Mr. Penny's aware of it. So.
Okay, I was just going to say, I'm a technical guy, number one. Number two, last week, Kelly asked a question about exit interviews, and I have some knowledge about that. I was wondering what the response was on that, Ms. Cooley.
I actually just got them in a folder this evening. I've not even taken a look at them, and no one else has seen them.
Are we doing that on everybody? Is that, you asked if that was one of the things we were doing. Are we doing that on everybody?
That's standard practice.
That's to my knowledge.
Okay, well, what if it doesn't happen?
I can't speak from the treasurer's office or the past practice.
I just wonder what, I mean, because we're not doing it for everybody. It's not happening, just to let you know that.
Okay.
So.
That's good.
Well, all we can do
is, need to look that a little closer.
Today forward, right? That's our expectation, is that an exit interview is done and that we can review them.
Right.
I mean, and then maybe even we call them in and talk to them in executive session even about that.
Okay.
Specifics, if there's questions that we have or, you know, I didn't have them pull all the transcripts of everybody that had one. I didn't know that. So thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, last week when we were at the meeting, we had lost our head boys basketball coach at that time, but nobody had said a word about that. I didn't see it on the resignation list. I didn't hear anybody mention it. I mean, you know, we have a little problem with that team twice now, and I just didn't know what direction we're going to go or, you know, what we should go for a new coach and not, again, just rubber stamp somebody in because they were walking around the hall.
Right.
And I think that's a concern, especially now that we've had a couple incidents with this group that need to be looked at a little closely for maybe a disciplinary type of situation or that kind of thing that we need to have. So that was sort of a big thing, and it's not been mentioned anywhere in the paper, anywhere. And I was a little disappointed to not see anything like that. I think we need to be a little more transparent when things like that happen, you know, when guys quit or are hired or anything else like that nature. So I just like to see that happen and, you know, go from there. I did have another point, but I read the agenda, so it's rendered moot right now, so
okay.
We'll move on from there. So if you need me, you know where to find me.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Okay. We will now move on to the next board work session item for the discussion of the appointment of the new superintendent. And we can discuss it here. We can discuss it in the new business. So it's up to you, gentlemen. I mean, I certainly want to talk about, you know, why our appointment and why I think it's, you know, a great choice for the district. But I don't want to overshadow everybody else. So anybody wants to go?
We'll let you have the lead here, I think, Kelly.
Okay. Well, certainly I think that our nominee certainly has the, shows that work ethic and will impact the district in a positive way, and that strategic planning and all the qualities and the recommendations really impressed me. And every day that I've worked with him over the last three, four, five years, always professional and always taking it to the next level. And I certainly think that the district's lucky, and I'm excited because I think that it's time that we improve and move in new directions, and we get current, and we get these kids graduating at the highest rates possible, and certainly attend to the academics of the school district. So I'm, for me, very excited.
One of the things that I was happy about was the knowledge of the history of the district that that Tim is bringing to the post. He's worked with a lot of different superintendents. He's learned from them all. He's worked hand in hand with Boone on a lot of things. Knows the vision that Boone had and accepts that. And is happy with some of the plans that have been implemented with the MPIP and some of the goals that we have set forth for that. And to carry that on, I think, is important for not only the students, but the administrators and teachers of the district to know that the path that we're going is the path that we want to stay on. He's bringing fresh ideas, being a new superintendent. His history with the district goes back many years. He's been treasurer for the district before. He knows a lot of the turmoil that the district has been through, understands a lot of the community concerns, and is willing to work with the community and to address some of those concerns and move the district in the direction that we think is necessary.
Resetting like it should.
Dave?
What are your thoughts? Tim is our best choice. Tim's pretty much helped lead the district over the last couple of years. He's been involved in everything that we've set up, 10-year plan. He sits in on all the meetings and pretty much runs the administrative meetings as the liaison, keeps things on track. And I think Tim's got a good vision for what we want to get accomplished here and how to get there. And he's got my support.
Well, I'm excited to see somebody that is willing to take some responsibility and ownership for where the school district wants to go or where they want to see the school district go. Has lots of vision and exciting ideas. I think it's apparent to me that we better be ready to hold on because it could happen. You know, this is what I'm excited about. He wants to just get right, you know, started and has lots of ideas. So I'm excited for those changes and ideas to see them happen. So that's what I like.
I think we have a lot of work ahead of us, and I'm excited that as a team, I think we, you know, Tim came to the table with a plan, a strategic approach to it, and a really knowledgeable foundation of this district and what matters to the community and what's going to impact our children. And really, that's what we're all here for, right? How can we impact the children to the best of our ability? So I'm excited, and I think that he is by far the leader, and we welcome him to the team. Anybody else?
Well, I've worked with Tim on different committees for the past several years, and I think if this board's goal is excellence, mm-hmm. Tim's the man for the job. He's very detail-oriented, so I find that a big plus. Yep.
Okay, anyone?
Okay, if I respond?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be appropriate.
let me talk.
I'd like that.
You guys know I like
or
to
I
talk.
Will. Watch it.
I just want to thank the board. This is truly a great opportunity for myself and for my family, who are mostly here tonight. I'm glad they could show up and be here for me. This district truly is on the cusp of something great. I've talked to all the administration, they all feel the same way. We know that we've got the groundwork laid over the last few years for the improvement plan, the finances, everything is in place. We just have to get it to that next level. That's going to take a lot of hard work. You've got a great administrative team here. Your staff is incredible for lack of some of the things you've heard about people, but we do have a great staff. They just need direction, and they're getting a lot of that right now, and we'll continue to get that. There's going to be a lot more of a partnership between the students, the parents, and the staff. I talk about a triangle a lot amongst teachers I know, and I think that's where we may fall short sometimes. That partnership is a three-way partnership. You don't just drop your kid off at school and hope that something good happens. It's a constant thing that we have to work on together. Another thing that I've talked to you about that I really want to see us turn around is the enrollment. We've had declining enrollment for 20 years. That needs to be turned around, and the only way we're going to do that is we have something to sell in the market, and that being great academics, great athletics, great music program. If we have that, they'll come back to us, and that's kind of my personal goal for the district. So, again, I thank you for your vote of confidence, hopefully later.
Else?
I have something else for the board work session, if that's okay.
Sure.
I just want to let folks know that being on the executive committee for OSBA, I'm allowed to go to the, anybody's allowed to go, but I'll be going to Indianapolis this weekend for the NSBA Central Region meeting that's going to be going on. It'll be my first time going. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of stuff. They've got a bunch of pretty good speakers that are there that I'm excited to hear, and I hope I can bring some information back to you guys as far as the national affiliation goes in the near future. That was one. The second thing is, I don't know how many of you were at the, I think it was the fall conference that I did for the Central Region of Ohio, but the there was a resolution that the OSBA had for Cindy Crow, a school board member in Westerville, who was afflicted with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, just a couple years ago. found out over the weekend that she passed away. So she was a big inspiration for me to be president and to do some of the things that I did and some of the programs that I was working on for the Central Region of Ohio, and I wanted to accomplish that.
Thank you. We will be adding under new business, I had it here a second ago, but there's one approval that we need to give for graduation that's met all the requirements. So we'll talk about that when we get to that section. Okay. We'll move on to the approval of board minutes.
Madam President, I move that the minutes of the June 10th, 2014 and June 30th, 2014 meetings be approved as written.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Warnock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We do not have a treasurer's report this evening.
You will have both June and July at the August meeting.
Okay, which is the 19th. And you will be, Tim will be talking about the superintendent's report that was submitted by Mr. Hall?
Yes. There is one item that we need to address, and it's the nurses' contract. We'll be editing.
Is that ready?
It's number 15.
Okay.
I was just going to note that we were going to add something to that contract, and I can talk about specifics about that item or now, whichever you prefer.
Now it's fine with me.
In the nurses' contract, it provides that a substitute nurse for the district will be provided as deemed necessary. We've had some issues with not having control over when a sub is sent out. I'm going to add by the district and send that back to them with that verbiage. We want to have control over when we have a sub and when we don't have a sub. We're paying for it, so I'm going to add that verbiage and send that back, and that's what you'll be approving tonight. And that's all I have for that.
We're approving it with the verbiage in it.
Correct.
Right. So they might come back and they might have to change it.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Did you want to go through the rehiring piece? Food service. Just go through these and then.
I really don't have anything to add on.
Okay.
This.
Right.
I really don't. Boone didn't provide me anything extra. Mr. Hines. If you recall, he retired a couple meetings ago. This is his rehire. Pretty straightforward. Annual food service compliance report. You see that every single year. There's nothing new within that. And the procedure for the safety of students with food allergies, you've got that documentation in front of you. I'll be honest, that was provided by Mr. Hall, so I'm not exactly sure what's within that. But if you have any questions, we can take one and vote on it next time. That's up to you.
Okay. And then there's no unfinished business. We can move on to new business.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the second and final reading of the following board policies as listed.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
Does this have the change of the motion?
The interscholastic.
Yes. Can we break these out?
Yeah.
The can one we break them out?
Where we want to change the grade point.
Yeah.
I believe that was
the interscholastic extracurricular is the one changing it to a 2.0.
It was a 1.8 with no F.
Right, now it's 2.0.
You want to make it a 2.0 with discretion.
Oh, hi, there it is. Yeah. So that's the, okay. So if it's okay with everybody, we can vote on these separately.
Is this not the way you want it?
We had talked the last go-round about we didn't like the dropping that down to a 1.8. We wanted it at a 2.0.
Okay.
But we were also going to take off the no F and then add discretion.
Because well, I think it says that already.
It does say discretion on there?
Mm-hmm. I thought we were leaving the F and then the discretionary.
Yeah, the way it's written now, principal doesn't have discretion.
Right. We wanted
right.
We wanted somebody to have discretion.
Do you want to just table this one till all the...
Yeah, I think there are extenuating circumstances.
Let's table.
So we'll table the interscholastic extra, I can't say that.
Interscholastic.
Portion of that, and then we can just go ahead with the motion on the student fees. We're going to do that. Fines and charges, admission of inter-district transfer students, and then the promotion and retention of students. Okay. Any more discussion? All right.
You have a question from the audience on that.
If you table that interscholastic thing, does that affect anybody from coming into fall athletics, or does that start when?
It wasn't going to start anyhow until after the first semester.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So it won't impact.
Can you call the roll, please? All right. Oh, I thought we had one.
I thought we did.
Okay. We need an motion again?
I didn't get it.
Oh.
Oh, I made the motion and...
All right, so I'll second.
Gotcha. Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
And Mrs. Quigley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the 2014-2015 student parent handbook.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Can you call the roll, please?
Sure. Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Quigley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept with regret the resignation of Tim Crowder, a teacher, effective July 8th, 2014. Mr. Crowder served the district for 2 years.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the resignation of Tim Crowder as 7th grade assistant football coach effective July 9th, 2014.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award academic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year as listed.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Is Barb Clark going to be around for the stuff for prom committee? And
that's the assumption I'm making based on Mr. Hall's recommendation at this point. Mm-hmm.
Can you check into that as soon as possible?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Check in.
Okay. Any more discussion? Can you call roll, please?
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award Tracy Johnson, the department head of arts supplemental contract, to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award Joni Boyle, the department head of health and PE, the supplemental contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year.
Second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award Michelle Hildebrandt, the department head of science, supplemental contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award Gary Hoffman, the department head of the vocational supplemental contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board award Tina Abraham, the department head math supplemental contract, to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Butts?
No.
Mr. Dodds?
No.
Mrs. Cooley?
No.
Motion does not carry.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award Linville Herald, the department head social studies, supplemental contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for 2014-2015 school year.
Second.
Discussion?
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award athletic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year. And that's for Ed DeGault, boys reserve golf coach.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the Board of Education Governing Board Resolution authorizing 2014-2015 membership in the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the contract not to exceed $15,000 between Michelle Vroom, eSchool View Consulting, and Madison Plains Local Schools for the purpose of improving district communication. The contract will be reviewed yearly for continuance.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
I think Michelle's done an excellent job for this district.
She does it, but not, I can't say enough great things about her. She does a great job.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the Madison County London City Health District school nurse contract for the 2014-2015 school year as revised.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Board of Education, Tim Detweiler serve as superintendent on a 3-year contract at a salary of $120,000, effective August 12th, 2014.
Second.
Any discussion? We discussed that earlier, but congratulations.
We got a call roll.
We have a call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Now we can say congratulations.
Congratulations.
I need to make a motion that we approve Gage Day. He has met the graduation requirements for Madison County local schools in the state of Ohio, and he will need our approval in order to get his diploma.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept the following donation for $342.68 from Kroger to the principal account.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. 7:35, I make a motion that we enter into executive session for the purpose of one of the more following under the Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes. 7:30.
I'll second that, right?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Can you call roll? Any discussion? Can you call roll, please?
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We will not be taking any action during executive session.